wanted to bring you up to date and take but a minute on the subject of the money.
Yes.
In the speech. We had a long talk with Bob this morning, and Bob and we combed it all through. We have gone back to the 2.5, 2.6. Bob urges it very strongly. So we have had the accounts to go through, and there are means by which we can reach that figure. It's going to be the deal of tightening in different places, but this year we have to meet the 2.5 by delaying payments in balance of this year. So 3 months ago, they've gone through and found a number of places where they can delay bills sufficiently so that we can actually meet the 2.5 figure this year. Then as far as 69, which is the larger increase, we can meet the 2.6 by making certain assumptions. I think that they can be appropriate assumptions at this time. The first major assumption that we would make is that in fiscal 69, the pace of the war would diminish. A question of opinion, but I think if we go through, we have the right to proceed upon that assumption. It may not end, but it's entirely possible by reason of what the President has done and the attitude of the state of the war could well diminish. Second, there are close programs that we could slow down. Some of them that could mature in 69 could be slowed down. Over to seven, so that we have to make the payment until seven. Again, one of the big items is the very high level of the 2.5. It's possible that Kazan will not go on for too much longer. We have to be getting developed for it, and it's entirely possible that we want to come back now. Also, we have another last resource, and that would be the slowdown. So we can find a way to the 2.5, 2.6. McNamara again points evidence that concern that you put at that point rather than the other figure because of the effect that it has worldwide. That I thought I'd mention to you so that you could see when you came to those figures, you could be perfectly comfortable that we now are able to. The second point I wanted to make is Terry read to me just some earlier this afternoon, Terroration. And I think it's the best I ever heard. I thought that might be comforting to you. Know, I think it has the best thinking, it has the best wording. I think it's some of the best effort that you've made. And I think it will help bring the speech off in a magnificent form. As I've gone through the speech, I might say I'm perfectly delighted with it. I just thought at one stage that it wouldn't ever gel. But it's gelled now, and I think you can feel exceedingly comfortable about delivering this speech. That's one of the comments that I wanted to make.
Are you going to be around, Susan? Where are you going to? You got a date out tomorrow?
No, I do not.
Why don't you and Mark come down around 8:30? Maybe be here with us, and then we'll talk a little.
Well, I just she'd love it too. I'm at the office, and I can just have her come down, and then we'll come over and come in the mansion entrance at 8:30.